News junkies in France might aim an RSS reader at Mediapart, a successful online newspaper there. Mediapart claims to offer straightforward, in-depth reporting without the spin or advertising. And it's doing something a lot of news sites have had trouble accomplishing. It's making money. Mediapart is funded by subscriptions, and it's also becoming a major player in a country where the media has often been accused of cozying up to those in power. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris following all the buzz.
Mediapart s'appuie notamment sur les déclarations.
Est-il exact, Monsieur le Ministre, que vous avez
Jérôme Cahuzac contraint à quitter sa
Every week it seems there's a new scandal broken by the upstart online newspaper Mediapart. Its most recent coup was the revelation that President François Hollande's budget minister was evading taxes using several offshore bank accounts, just as the socialist government had vowed to crack down on tax cheats. Budget Minister Jérôme Cahuzac was forced to resign.
J'ai appris hier. Avec stupéfaction et colère.
Hollande was forced to issue an embarrassing national apology while Mediapart kept racking up new subscribers. In its five-year existence, the site has unveiled stories about tax evasion, illegal campaign financing, and shady business dealings between government officials and French tycoons. Every case it has unearthed is now under investigation, including allegations that former President Nicolas Sarkozy accepted illegal campaign contributions from L'Oreal heiress Lillian Bettencourt and Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Edwy Plenel, head of Mediapart, calls France the least democratic country in Europe, and that has created a thirst for independent journalism.
We have a very big opacity, very secret culture of all the powers, political powers, financial powers. Mediapart, during the last 5 years, revealed all the big story against this culture of secret.
Plenel says the French, unlike the Americans, don't have the right to know because the country has no equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act. Plenel, who once presided over newspaper Le Monde, founded Mediapart 5 years ago with 5 million euros and a commitment to pay 30 journalists a living salary for 3 years. He says no one thought the site would survive. Today, Mediapart has 46 full-time investigative journalists in its Paris newsroom. It has 75,000 subscribers and made $1.5 million in revenue last year. The feisty startup is posing a real challenge to establish newspapers like Le Figaro and Libération, which have been losing readers and money for years. Media sociologist Davina Frau-Meg says with Mediapart, Plenel is reviving the lost art of investigative journalism in France and setting the national news agenda.
No, he's playing a sort of independent watchdog role. So he's denouncing whatever is not working in the French system. And there are quite a few things and quite a few problems in France in terms of transparency of politics.
When Plenel started, he was told that online journalism had to be short, flashy, and free, or nobody would bother reading it. He says to his surprise, his subscribers have responded to Mediapart's in-depth articles, which often include links to archive material and independent research.
Internet is a chance for journalism, not the death, a chance. Because you can organize a better journalism, more sourced, more documented, more deeper journalism.
When Mediapart first exposed Sarkozy's alleged illegal campaign funding, Plenel was painted as a left-wing zealot by conservatives. That was until he dug just as deep to reveal corruption on the left. Plenel says his only agenda is democracy, and now he's feared by all sides. Plenel says the site will never accept ads to make more money. He calls advertising, entertainment, and confrontational opinion the real enemies of good journalism.
My opinion against your opinion. My point of view against your point of view. My religion against your religion. My community. That's this sort of disorder of opinion. A democratic culture needs information.
Information and good journalism has a value, says Plenel, and his site shows that people are ready to pay for that. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.